Well, international scholars and experts are exploring Pope Benedict XVI's encyclical letter on integral human development, Caritas in Veritate, which develops ideas articulated in his predecessor's Paul VI encyclical letter, Populorum Progressio. Veronica Scaresbrick spoke to Dominican sister Helen Alford, the Dean of Social Science Faculty at the Pontifical University of St. Thomas Aquinas. She says Pope Benedict often returns to the themes of his predecessors.
The whole idea of the encyclical is to reflect, again, 40 years on this the important encyclical of Paul VI, Populorum Progressio, which had development as its key idea. So it's a re-reading of that encyclical in the light of the current circumstances and bringing in our current ideas and new ideas that can help deepen our understanding of that.
But that was in the 1960s when words are like globalization and this current financial crisis were out of the picture. So I think people were surprised that he latched on to that particular encyclical, no?
Well, yeah, but a bit like the way popes often, well, always in fact, remember Rerum Novarum, which is an even older encyclical, you know, 1891, they keep going back to it. This is the same kind of idea. We go back to this idea of development because although the context in which Paul VI was writing is very different, the idea that human development should be at the centre of our social and economic thinking and that it should be connected with our faith and that it should be seen in the light of the gospel and that charity and truth are integrally related to it, these ideas are perennial. These are always going to be important for us, and we're going to need to be reminded about them, especially because we live in such a technically advanced society today. It's all too easy to lose the vision of these perennial values because we get so caught up with the details of these wonderful systems, which are really interesting and fascinating, but they don't have any meaning unless we connect them to these higher perennial goods.